Nike is in trouble. Despite a booming market, the last 3 years were the sports giant's worst share performance in history, losing over $150 billion in market cap. Worse, Nike has laid off thousands of employees, is losing loyal customers, and is even being sued by its own shareholders. What's most shocking is that their sudden downfall is all because of one man. All of this is shocking, especially when you consider how lucrative Nike has been. In 1964, their very first year, they sold 1,300 shoes, making only $8,000. But by 2022, their revenue passed $46.7 billion. Their Air Jordans alone netted them $5.1 billion in just 2021. They're one of the most recognizable brands on the planet, but their success also comes from innovation. They always pushed boundaries with new technology, like the remarkable 2-hour marathon mark with Eliud Kipchoge. This is one of the many reasons sports enthusiasts swear by them. At least, they used to. Recently, a lot of this has changed. On June 28, 2024, after an investor earnings call, their shares plummeted 20%. This immediately eroded $28 billion off of Nike's total market cap, a huge loss for investors. But this is just the latest red flag. The sports apparel market is thriving and has been growing year over year for a while now. Despite this, Nike has been shrinking. In the middle of 2024, Nike predicted a revenue drop of 3%. The actual number was 10%, a drop amounting to billions. In this same quarter, their earnings per share also dropped by 26%. So, what's going on? How has Nike fallen so hard and seemingly so fast when everyone else is succeeding? Most of this comes from one man, a man who had a grand vision for Nike. On January 13th, 2020, the board appointed John Donahoe as Nike's new CEO. While Donahoe has been on the Nike board since 2014, his real experience comes from technology, with his background including eBay, ServiceNow, and even as the chairman of PayPal. He was clearly a veteran of Silicon Valley, but how did this translate to a consumer brand? Not so well. Donahoe wanted to change the way Nike sold to consumers. He had a grand vision of a future Nike and probably good intentions. His biggest focus? Direct to consumer. As the internet exploded, many companies began selling directly to consumer, with less reliance on wholesalers and most of all, retail. Nike already did some of this, but Donahoe wanted to go all in. Nike ended partnerships with many of their long-term wholesalers, a long list including Macy's, Urban Outfitters, Shoe Show, Dunham Sports, Dillard's, and even Amazon. The craziest part? This was weeks before the pandemic brought the world to a standstill. It's unclear whether this was a coincidence or a bold prediction, but this wasn't Donahoe's only change. In the 2020 fourth quarter investor call, Donahoe laid out his plan. "We know that our consumers don't see themselves as only runners or yoga practitioners. They don't think in terms of performance versus sportswear. Instead, we know how they shop across men's, women's, and kids. And so, we'll realign the company to reflect a simplified men's, women's, and kids approach." He called this the consumer direct acceleration. Nike would no longer focus on performance. Instead, they streamlined their business to focus on wellness, a seamless brand experience between their retail stores and online store. They reinvested heavily into their women's and children's offerings. They launched the Nike House of Innovation, flagship stores which had interactive gaming experiences, fitting based on machine learning, as well as integrations with the Nike app and digital shopping.
In the thick Fifth Avenue. So this place is called the House of Innovation, and one of the reasons why it's called that is because it was designed with Nike's mobile app in mind.
Donahoe elaborated on his plan. This simplified approach will unlock more efficiency for the business while driving speed and responsiveness as we serve consumers globally. As retail stores closed around the world, Donahoe's strategy actually paid off for Nike, at least in the short term. In Q4 of 2020, Nike's digital sales skyrocketed, growing by 75%. Direct consumer was now 30% of their total revenue. They hadn't expected to reach this target until 2023. Their online sales were exploding, so they leaned into this even further. And their new flagship stores and immersive shopping experiences were generating a lot of press. In 2021, their share price reached $177, and by 2023, Nike had reached record revenues of $50 billion. But a lot of this success was short-lived because the cracks soon began to show. The consumer direct acceleration wasn't the only thing simplification brought to Nike. Donahoe wanted Nike to be more efficient, and unfortunately, the first place he looked was the employees. With Donahoe's strategy announcement came something else, specifically a series of senior leadership changes. 700 jobs at Nike were eliminated, but these weren't just any staff. This was their workforce at their Oregon headquarters, and half of this number were vice presidents, senior directors, and directors. Many of them were longtime Nike staff, and as they went, they took all kinds of invaluable institutional knowledge with them. Employee morale took a serious hit, but it was about to get much worse. Nike's direct-to-consumer strategy began to cause massive challenges. After the pandemic, online shopping was still bigger than it was before, but it also faced a massive drop from the peak by about 20%. This caught Nike completely off guard. They anticipated far more demand than they had, and their products began piling up. In fact, in 2023, their inventory ballooned by 40%, reaching $9.7 billion, the highest in their history. They had mountains and mountains of products that they now couldn't liquidate. Much of this was out-of-season products, which were slowly falling out of fashion, which meant less space for new products in high demand. Every day this wasn't sold, it cost Nike inventory space and many, many more expenses. So why couldn't they just sell it? Well, because they had just cut out most of their wholesalers thanks to their new direct-to-consumer strategy. Nike had cut ties with 50% of its retail partners, and the remaining ones saw fewer Nike products. Usually, Nike could just distribute this excess stock out to partners who could sell it off with discounts and promotions. But most of these partners were now gone, meaning that Nike had to deal with all of this excess stock themselves. And when you have close to $10 billion in products that you can't sell, that's not just a problem, that's a crisis. Nike began putting promotions on everything themselves. They began aggressively pushing out-of-season shoes and clothing with huge discounts. But this caused their profit margins to tank, leading to investors getting worried and their stock falling 12%. This created a snowball effect. This crisis impacted Nike's brand perception. There's a reason lifestyle brands like Apple are very careful using promotions themselves, as it erodes the perceived value of their products. All of Nike's promotions and huge discounts told customers that Nike products aren't as premium as they might have thought, which lowers demand. Yet, this wasn't the only brand damage Donahoe's strategy caused. There's an old saying in marketing, if you target everyone, you target no one. Nike had broadened its focus. It was focusing on broader fashion and lifestyle products. This meant they could capture a wider audience, but it did come with the downside. Nike had lost its focus. They were no longer the leader in cutting-edge sports equipment and were becoming more lax in terms of innovation. As a result, customers who valued them for this began to veer towards competitors. This was made even worse by the fact that Nike wasn't as prevalent in stores. Smaller brands like Hoka and New Balance took their place on the shelves and began to take their market share. This was bad. Just 1 year after their share peak, they began to fall from $177 to $75, an erosion of $150 billion in total market value. Seeing the storm they had created, Nike began walking back their strategy. After cutting ties with wholesalers, they began bringing their products back to stores. Donahoe's strategy had backfired dramatically, but he wasn't about to admit that. Their direct-to-consumer strategy was a disaster, but Nike executives were saying something different. During investor calls, John Donahoe and CFO Matt Friend allegedly misled investors about the state of the company in multiple investor hearings. According to them, the company was thriving and the strategy was the right call. In the 2023 Q1 earnings call, Friend stated that Nike's competitive advantages are also growing as the consumer direct acceleration transforms our operating model, driving deeper and more direct connections through digital. And in Q1, Nike Direct continues to lead our growth as we deliver on our strategy to elevate the marketplace through premium physical and digital retail experiences. Donahoe and a friend talked about Nike's digital transformation and brand momentum, despite the fact that the company was already backpedaling on the strategy. And the truth eventually came out. Have you noticed a quality upgrade on the channel over the past few months? One of the biggest changes we've made is minimizing the stock footage within videos. We've been leaning into using motion graphics, 3D effects, and custom AI footage, which brings me to the sponsor of today's video, NVIDIA AI. NVIDIA AI is already the leading AI video creation platform with over 25 million users worldwide. But their new update, V3, is about to take things to the next level. Think DALL-E, but for video. OpenAI has been teasing such a product, Sora, for several months, but there's still no launch in sight. NVIDIA AI V3, on the other hand, is coming out in just a few weeks, and V3 will come with full generative capabilities, meaning you can create anything you want from scratch. Want a video of a diver exploring the Mariana Trench and finding massive structures and deep-sea creatures? Done. Want to clone your voice for the narration? Simply enter "use my voice" in the command box and done. Welcome to the world of endless possibilities. You bring the idea and NVIDIA puts you in the director's seat to bring it to life with simple text prompts. If you haven't checked out NVIDIA AI's current version already, go check it out right now, even just to mess around for free, with paid plans starting at just $20 per month. Just go to my link in the description and use my code to get 2x the number of video generation credits in your first month. Thank you to NVIDIA for sponsoring this video. On June 28, 2024, the reality was revealed for all to see. The revenue was on the decline, and their direct-to-consumer sales had dropped by 8% since last year. Not only that, some of their iconic brands like Converse were down 18%. The very same day, Nike shares went into freefall. Investors realized Nike was in trouble and began to sell. In just one day, 20% of Nike's market cap eroded, equating to $28 billion. Investors realized they had been lied to, so they took action. A lawsuit was filed against Nike by their own investors. Nike made false and misleading statements about its direct-to-consumer strategy, which failed to generate sustainable revenue growth. Additionally, the company's supposed competitive advantages did not support its business as it moved away from wholesale and retail partners. These misleading statements allegedly caused significant financial damage to investors when the truth was revealed. We're yet to see how this lawsuit plays out, though one thing is for certain, Nike is fighting an uphill battle. They announced a $2 billion cost-cutting plan and laid off more than 1,600 employees. The sports giant is also trying to rebuild wholesale relationships and win back its old customers. During the 2024 Paris Olympics, they launched a massive marketing campaign. But the focus wasn't on fashion or mass appeal, it was the opposite. With the tagline, "Winning isn't for everyone," it focused on performance, technology, new product launches, and featured a collection of the world's best athletes. The contrast between this and their 2020 strategy is night and day. However, amidst all of this is one silver lining. John Donahoe is finally gone. His reign as CEO ended on October 13th, and his replacement is exactly what Nike needs. A longtime Nike employee who joined as an intern in 1988, and most ironic of all, left during Donahoe's restructuring in 2020. A man named Elliot Hill. This is the best news from Nike in a long time. The very day the news broke, Nike's stock jumped 9%, and many employees left work early to celebrate. It seems that everyone is optimistic about the change in leadership. Only time will tell if Elliot Hill can actually turn Nike around. But all of this reveals one thing. Companies live and die by their leaders, regardless of if they're worth $1 or $275 billion. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.